Live from Rosie O'Donnell's basement, Greg Gutfeld joins the show.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I watch you. You're the only guy I like on TV news from the standpoint of you make fun of everybody. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. But what I noticed about you, and I want your response to this, when Trump was running for election, you made a lot of jokes about him, and rightfully so. And now that he's president, are you kind of jiving with the president now that he's in office?
That's one of the premises of my book, is that when I had other options, and, you know, I just didn't take Trump seriously, so I was one of the people who was wrong. But I admit that I was wrong. And what I did was, when he became president, I said, you got to give the guy a benefit of the doubt. He's now the president. You got to see how he does. And in order to do that, you got to separate the words from the deeds, which is what you didn't have to do in the campaign. Like, during the campaign, all you listened to were words, because none of the candidates are actually president. So you have to judge them on the words. But now that they're president, you get to judge them on their deeds. So I said, let's see how the guy does. I already know he's obnoxious. He's more obnoxious than I am, which is hard to believe. he insults people. You know, he says what's on his mind. And I would be a hypocrite, if I condemned him for that, because I know better. So the thing is, I'm going to watch what he does. And so far, if you separate the words from the deeds, he's getting stuff done. I mean, there's some pretty impressive things. You know, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
We don't know how North Korea is going to go. We know that ISIS has been decimated, but you know that terrorism will return at a different phase, you know, or type. So it's like, there are some promising things. The economy is going great. As long as I separate the words from the deeds, you know, he's doing a good job. And I make no mistake, if it wasn't Trump, if it was Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush, the left and the media would be ripping them apart, too. So this idea that, like, oh, Trump is worse, the worst president that ever lived. They were mean. They were brutal to Bush.
Yeah.
Brutal to Reagan. So the idea that.
Right.
Remember, they were brutal to Romney when he ran. Remember? I mean, they dredged up stories of him being a bully in grade school. They called him, you know, an animal torturer. They mocked McCain. So the idea that somehow Trump is this anomaly that they're just being into for one reason. We know he's a different guy. We know he's such a departure.
He's a dick.
I mean, George W. Yeah. took a ton of heat, and you're right. I remember Reagan going through the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, I lived in California. I mean, they compared Reagan to every, you know, homicidal maniac, and then history, you know, all of a sudden he's one of the greatest presidents, but the media forgets how they treated him.
Yeah.
I just find it hilarious that if we could do a thought experiment, an alternate universe where it's President Rubio, do you think there would be a resistance against him because he's a pro-lifer? They would be after him every day, you know. So I just think it's hypocritical to think that they would treat anybody different than they treat Trump.
All right, the book's called The Gutfeld Monologues: Classic Rants from the Five, with so much new bonus material, it'll make you sick.
I like it. I like it.
Greg, let me get your take on this. What is your take on the young, the Tommy Lahren, now Candace Owen Owens in this video that came out of her breakfast, Philadelphia. What's your thought on these young kids, conservative or liberal, that are taken up on social media? I think it's a good movement.
It's interesting, and I guess what worries me more than anything is, on the left side, there is, it's regressive. They used to be all about dialogue when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
They're going in the opposite direction. They don't want to talk to anybody, and I call it non-conscious thinking. It's like a machine. When you watch the people like harassing Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens, you watch how robotic they are, and they just scream and blow whistles. They are actually saying, we do not want to use our brain. We do not want to converse. We don't want to communicate. We don't want to engage. We are just going to make really loud noises. They are like car alarms. Car alarms. So what is the message there? The message is, we don't want dialogue. So absence of dialogue, the only thing left is conflict. You go from an idea to conflict. It used to be there's dialogue right there in between. It's an evolutionary practice. But now it's just like, nah, we don't want that.
Yeah.
They're actually marching towards fascism, and they're embracing it. And it's interesting to see the Peace and Love Party becoming hyper fascist. And the media is just like, oh, calling it the resistance. That's not the resistance, you know. It's going in a really, really, really scary little place.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because I tell people all the time, look at the definition of fascists and realize who you're calling a fascist. I say that all the time.
Right.
Greg, you know, and we should mention, too, Greg's got a show, The Five, and you know what time that's on. Greg also has a show, The Greg Gutfeld Show, 10 o'clock on Saturdays. It's a panel show as well, but Greg's the host, so watch that as well. Wanted to ask you about LeBron because we're in Ohio. He entered the political game first. Trump was a child and should have never engaged on him. And now the story comes out that LeBron's host doing a documentary with Showtime about athletes and politics. I would say this to LeBron. You open the door now when you make yourself open on the political side. So I would expect LeBron
get ready for it, right?
Well, I mean, I think here's the issue. You can't. I'm going to confess ignorance on all sports because I it's funny, I don't, like, if you told me that LeBron is, he plays in Ohio, see, I didn't even know that.
That's wow.
I am, but I know. But my point is this, that Trump talks about everyone and everything, so you can't, like, I tell conservatives, you can't get mad about LeBron entering politics. Trump entered politics. I mean, they're both, like, Trump was not political until he was, always on Fox and Friends talking about politics, and he was a real estate developer from Queens. So when I have friends go, oh, you know, like, you know, Trump should, you know, athletes and celebrities, they should stick to what they do. That's hypocritical because you are supporting a guy who was a celebrity, a TV host, who's now a president. So I'm for all dialogue. And also, I mean, all I know about LeBron James is he's doing some pretty good charity work. So I agree with you. I think, you know what, everybody can have a political perspective. It doesn't define who they are, right? LeBron's a good person doing good work. That's who he is. So what if he doesn't like the president? There are a lot of athletes, a lot of celebrities who didn't like, you know, President Obama. That's just the way the world is. So I think, you know, it's just, this is what you get these days when everybody's on social media. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's talking. Just accept it. And realize that the terrain has changed. This is what you do for a living. You guys talk about stuff, you know, and that's the way we are now. It's just louder and more frequent than ever.
And I think it's so attractive to love the outsider and none of the standard old politics and all that. But then the flip side of that is you get that Alex Casio Cortez. You know, she's a total outsider and a total idiot. So I don't know that you can't have it both ways, you know.
Well, I don't think she's an idiot. I actually think, like, remember, President Trump was not up on a lot of issues, but he was charismatic and persuasive. She's young and experienced. She, like I always say, don't make fun of her because
she'll learn.
Make her better. You're going to make her better because she's going to want to be better. And you know, that's why I actually think that, like, you know, over time she'll probably become a better communicator. But you know what the Democratic Party needs? They need energy and they need charisma because they're just plagued by the past. So I think that she'll probably get better, and I think it's a mistake for, you know, conservatives to just use her and make fun of her because I think that that's going to help them. Like, the more, like, that helped Trump. The more we made fun of Trump, it was his fuel. It made him stronger.
Yeah. Well, the book is the Gutfeld Monologues. Greg's so awesome on The Five on Fox News. He's got his show Saturday night at 10. Great job on the book. We look forward to having you on again. You're great. Thanks, Greg.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you. Bye.